John 6, verse 37 says, "Anyone the Father brings to me, I will call him." All Souls Day reminds us of our own mortality. In baptism, we were sealed by the gift of faith, the gift of Christ. Though mortal, the seal prepares us to live an immortal life, an eternal life. As John chapter 6, verse 40 says, "He who believes in me will have eternal life." You see, life is short. We are all passing in this world. Steve Ballman, the speaker in the Choice Wine Retreat, said that we are living on a borrowed time. And there is no dress rehearsal in life. We have unlimited chances while we live. But in death, that second chances end. What does this mean? You see, the soul's wisdom says the souls of the just are in the hands of God. The poor souls in purgatory are the souls who entered purgatory because of the mercy of God. But they are in purgatory because they were still attached to their sins at the point of their death. And they need spiritual purification. And our prayers is necessary for that spiritual purification. Because with them, they cannot do anything. But our prayers are powerful for them. As we celebrate this Mass, I want you to offer intentionally this Mass, this sacrifice, as your sacrifice for your loved ones. To pray, if they are in purgatory, for their blissful life in heaven. Last point. Also, All Souls Day reminds us of the promised resurrection. On All Souls Day, we are asked to pray. We are asked to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. And the prayer for the poor souls in purgatory is very simple. Eternal rest grant unto the soul of our brother, and may the perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. And may their souls and the souls of the faithfully departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. This afternoon, I was reading an article in the internet of 20 ways to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. And you know what's number one? Sacrifice of the Mass. Our sacrifice. That is why yesterday I told you that back to back we have a big celebration. Yesterday we celebrated in honor of the saints. Today we're celebrating in honor and to show respect and love for our loved ones. But you know how we could honor them properly? By showing respect and love for one another. The joys of our brothers and sisters, whether they are in purgatory or in heaven, is this. When they see those families they left behind united in peace and in love. United in peace and in love. Brothers and sisters, the real meaning of life is this, that we live for someone or for something greater than ourselves. How do we do that? Not to postpone loving, not to postpone forgiving, not to postpone giving. As God loves us, we love God. But love demands that we give. And the best way to give back to God is our prayers. But today, we give it back to God through our prayers for our beloved relatives, friends who predeceased us. I hope you will continue to pray and make it a habit to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Saint Gertrude, a 13th century nun, had a vision how important it is to pray for the poor souls in purgatory. As we did the memorial of the candles, we lift up to God and bring the light of Christ for our loved ones, that if they are in purgatory, we pray that one day our prayers will hasten their spiritual purification and eventually be reunited with God in heaven. Please all stand.